Time for the best 5 minutes of the day on a Two Below Thursday. Jason Cairns, good morning.
You're still sounding a little bit froggy this morning.
Yeah, it's, you know, you hope and you pray and you go to sleep and you're like, I'm not going to talk the whole 6 hours I'm sleeping, but this is the best we can do this morning. Working on it, got some tea, but the tea's not real hot right now.
All right.
So let's start off with, I want to get to Mabel Louise. She's 100 today. We're taking calls from people, 715-396-1670. Like to rack up some greetings and share those throughout the morning. But she's going to actually take calls, whether in studio or by phone, in the 11 o'clock hour today. Happy 100th birthday to her. Wow, huh?
Yeah, amazing. You know, I would just say, Mabel Louise, it's an astounding feat, not only to reach 100, but to do so with such faithfulness.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're an encouragement, and she may not hear this, may hear it later, but it's amazing to see that.
I will pull the audio and leave it for the announcer, and they can, we'll bring him back. I mentioned also my boss, Terry Stewart, our station manager, out doing the snow plowing. His wife, Carol, snow blowing as I arrived at the station this morning.
Wow.
Yeah, so.
That's great.
Dedicated.
I wonder if they want to find their way over to my house.
They just may. Also, yes, a lot of snow. Again, completely different from the heavy, wet stuff we had. And I know there were warnings about potential power outages. Maybe that'll happen. But I, in addition to the weakening of the power lines from last week, but this is completely different. It's like heavenly confetti celebrating Mabel Louise's birthday because there's a lot of very light, powdery snow.
Okay. Well, that's good. I haven't been outside or looked yet. I opened the door for the dogs this morning, and they looked outside and didn't go out. They just stood and looked and came back in. So
I know that from our dogs, too. There's this, you know, weather not even fit for dogs, saying, I don't think
so. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
I can almost sense the dogs turning to me and saying, I'm not going out there. You go out there.
Yep.
Yeah.
And you're thinking, I do need to go out there here in a little while.
I know.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, so again, I think I found, you know, unlike last week, the heavy wet, the travel may be difficult a lot. So you can make your way. I think the roads moving from Eau Claire County on 53 from Eau Claire to Chippewa past Melby, they got a little bit more snow covered and slippery. So be aware of that. So, all right.
Okay, thank you.
All right, well, getting ready for Christmas just a couple of days away, huh?
It is. You know, again, my mom was supposed to come tomorrow, but with the weather changes, she is going to push her trip out here a little bit. I'm looking forward to the holidays coming up even so. I typically take my week off between Christmas and New Year, and that will be a gift. So looking forward to that.
I think I saw one of your posts about rather than inches of snow, it was number of books to be read, right?
Number of books, exactly. I've got a number I would like to get through yet, and hopefully I'll take some time to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Get going on the 2023 list.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Yeah, absolutely. I think when my wife asked what you want for Christmas, I think it mostly was just books. So she's like,
yeah, I mean, that's a good answer.
Yeah. All right. John 1:16 today.
Yeah, short little one today. It says, from his abundance, we have all received one gracious blessing after another.
And verse 16 says, in my Son is a never-ending outpouring of grace, an overflow of Trinitarian love. His life and death are grace to you.
Yeah, for me, that idea of the overflow of Trinitarian love is, you know, really something I think is important. I believe that God has existed from eternity past in perfect relationship. And, you know, we get to be the beneficiaries of that. We get to benefit from that and are shown how to love by the Trinity.
Mm, that is so good. And that's the transference of that. Again, keeping that in mind every day, that our God is a triune relational God,
right.
Relationship from a loving relationship from eternity past. That's who's made us. That's who's called us. I remember Toby Mac at a concert in days gone by referencing Brennan Manning. I think it was Ragamuffin Gospel, but the idea of every conversation, even you're buying coffee from a barista, can be a God-glorifying kind of other-centered conversation. And, yeah, I love that line, Trinitarian love. That's fantastic.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you, Jason.
Very good. You bet. We'll talk to you later.
All right, bye-bye. There's our buddy Jason Cairns. Best 5 minutes of the day, WWIB. Well, what can we say? It's December 22nd, 2022, and 100 years ago today, our own dear, beloved Mabel Louise Stewart was born, I want to say in Missouri. She's a Missouri gal from the Show Me State, and boy, has she shown us the way to receive and reflect God's love and to go into the world and spread the good news, right? A heart for souls, I know nobody, with a heart for people like her, to share the good news. Again, the word evangelical or evangelistic seems to take a bad rap in a lot of circles, but for her, it's this good news is so good, I can't keep it to myself, and she has shared and won so many to the Lord, and her light shines bright. She'll be taking your calls later today on WWIB with Pat Wall between 11 and noon. Boy, what a chance to call in and thank her, interact with her, and wish her a happy birthday. Now, we do have some messages today. Birthday Bob checking in on the listener line at 396-1670 saying, happy milestone birthday, Mabel Louise. Wishing you a spirit-filled day with many blessings. Bob says, I came to faith shortly before Warren's passing because of this radio station, praise the Lord, which has transformed my life. Bob is one of my great friends. He says, so grateful for your wisdom. I have clung to your favorite verse, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Blessings. Thank you. Of course, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. Also, some leaving a message for Mabel in their own voice.
Hi, Mabel Louise. Happy 100th birthday. This is Jerome Jacobs from NAB, and may it be a blessed special time for you. You've just been a great and faithful service in our Lord's service. I was thinking yesterday that we all look forward to spending eternity with our Lord and Savior. And I also look forward to spending much time with you and Warren. May the Lord bless you each day. Love you, Mabel Louise. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Our good buddy Jerome in Knapp, thank you so much. And for years, we had the volunteers gathering here, sending out the mailings. Jerome was part of that clan, and I'm sure bringing goodies most of the time. Thank you, Jerome. Also on the listener line this morning, we're welcoming your messages, but we're hearing as well, Stanley Boyd School's having a virtual learning day today. There'll be no in-person instruction as well. So there we go. Thank you for that. Again, many of the closings, cancellations on WIB.com. Click on the banner on top of the page. All right, other birthdays today. Besides Mabel Louise, we give her the most fanfare, but there are others, including Yvette Edwards, the only one I've got on Facebook with this as a birthday. Also, actor Hector Elizondo is 86, TV anchor Diane Sawyer, 77, Ralph Fiennes, the actor, 60, Texas Senator Ted Cruz, 52, Chris Carmack from Grey's Anatomy, the OC, 42, and Meghan Trainor, 29. Our promise of the day, Psalm 55, 22, cast your burdens on me and I will look after you. Cast your burdens on me and I will look after you.
Happy 100th birthday, Mabel Louise. I am so grateful to have met you and worked with you and learned from you. God bless you for your faithfulness in spreading his word. Love you. Vicky the Volunteer.
Again, it's Mabel Louise Stewart's 100th birthday today. Can you believe it? How fantastic. How wonderful. How exciting. And she is going to be here in studio, Dawson, today, 11 to noon with Pat Wall, interacting with listeners. So plan to call and wish her a happy birthday. Otherwise, if you're going to be busy, feel free to get your message in now at 396-1670, 396-1670 here at WWIB. We'd love to share it on the air. What else do we got this morning?
We are asking and checking what the strangest house rule you had was growing up.
Yeah, and so I'm a little nervous because I've thrown it out to you. If you grew up in our house, your mom, Peggy, and I, and so if there's something, there was something that comes to mind for me, and that is, I think my mom would say, and that's fine, it's a fine rule, but this is what popped, is the idea of no soda until after 12 noon. There was some kind of magical thing, like you couldn't have soda in the morning.
Yeah.
And I know I found myself parroting that at different times, like, no soda until I thought, well, I mean, I guess, you know, and then I started seeing people drinking it sometimes for breakfast. Anything come to mind for you?
I think the ones that come to mind, they border tradition and house rule. For instance, you know, every 6 or so months, my mom would, you know, go to another continent. And, you know, you just have to, sometimes one or both my parents would head out and you just have to brace for impact or, you know. Every once in a while, you're going to get asked to move some boxes.
okay.
The one thing that comes to mind, I don't really know if it was unique to us, but there was a time that my older sister and I got in a fight, and then we were asked to hug each other for 5 minutes to make up.
Right, 5 minutes. I'm going to call that one into question. Let's see throw the red flag for instant replay. But
you might have to call Evelyn in and see how she remembers it.
All right, there we go. Maybe 30 seconds, but all right. Here are some thoughts. What was the strange house rule you had when you grow up? The internet says, somebody says, my dad was super weird about ice cubes. If you took one out of the tray instead of the big bin, he'd be mad about the missing cube. You had to empty the tray and then refill it. That's a little odd.
That is weird.
Yeah, what else?
Another one. I couldn't have mustard and cheese on the same sandwich. I have no idea why. It was explained, no one has mustard and cheese.
Here's another one. All right, the mom in this house had a deal with what you called gas, all right? When someone passed gas, and she said, if you pass gas, it's called poofies. She didn't like the word fart. So there you go.
You could, another one. You could ask dad to help with anything before 3 p.m. Everything after 3 was his time.
Mm, okay, that's a little different. All right, that's another one. Another family said orange juice is only for breakfast. And only out of small juice glasses. If you wanted to drink any other time of the day, your options were water or milk.
And finally, my dad was really strict. This isn't me, to be clear. We're reading other people. A father was very strict about his plants.
No, I was never strict about my plants.
You
never
were not.
Any.
You were very free with your plants. if you were, you were absolutely not allowed to touch them. Even if you stared at them for too long, he'd ask what you were doing.
Wow. There you go. Those are some strange house rules. Again, Mabel Louise turning 100 today. We're so excited. God has blessed us with her and with this lengthy life. I'll tell you what, it's a club we'd all like to make, right, Dawson? 100 years old?
Definitely.
Yeah. And my boss at my other job, Chris Solberg, his grandma has turned 101 on his dad's side, so I had a chance to meet her. And so, anyhow, Mabel Louise taking your calls today later on after 11 here at WWIB. If you want to send her a birthday greeting now, maybe you'll be busy later. Feel free to do that. Some have done it. Vicky, Jerome, Bob, 396-1670, 396-1670. Well, we've come across some food myths that apparently many people believe that are just not true.
Yeah, some really interesting stuff. The first one of these is really shocking me because I've believed it for a very long time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, vitamin C can keep you from catching a cold.
Research has shown vitamin C doesn't ward off colds except among marathoners, skiers, and soldiers on subarctic exercises.
But those who sell vitamin C are like, shh, don't tell anybody because a lot of people have been buying. Another food myth, eating celery, I've heard this, burns more calories than you take in. What? That's not true?
It's a food myth that celery has negative calories, but with less than 10 calories per serving, it's great to munch on to lose weight.
There you go. So, how about you and celery?
I'm a fan of celery.
You are?
It's
okay.
Not bad.
With some peanut butter?
I mean, peanut butter makes it better, but I don't know if it helps the calories.
Yeah. Another food myth, raw carrots are more nutritious than cooked.
Cooking actually increases carrots' nutritional value. The process breaks down tough cellular walls that encase the beta carotene.
How did all these food myths get out there?
I don't know. Someone told someone else and things got lost in translation, maybe.
Food myth. To minimize fat and calories, always remove the skin before cooking chicken.
Baking, broiling, grilling on, or roasting poultry with the skin intact helps preserve its natural juices. Cook with the skin and then remove before serving.
Huh. All right. What else do we have here for other food myths here on WWIB? Nuts are as bad as junk food. That's not true?
No. Nuts are an excellent source of protein and other nutrients as long as you keep the servings to a handful. Harvard researchers found that women who ate the amount were five times a week were 20% less likely to develop type 2 diabetes than those who didn't eat them as often.
All right, another one. Don't drink milk when you have a cold.
This is another one I believed wholesale before this, but apparently there's no truth to the idea that milk increases mucus production, so there's no need to skip it when you feel congested.
I don't think you're supposed to say mucus on the air, but okay. Beat a cold, starve a fever. That's not true?
No. There's no medical reason to limit foods when you're feverish. While you may have less appetite, you should eat whenever you can tolerate it.
I mean, that just sounds like it's just so part, such a fabric of the culture, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there's one last one. Frozen and canned fruits and veggies are less nutritious.
Fresh fruits and vegetables are more nutritious than frozen and canned variety the instant they are picked. However, the foods you find in the produce section have often had a long journey, often spending days or even weeks in transit from the farm or orchard. During shipping and storage, natural enzymes are released in fresh fruit and vegetables that cause them to lose nutrients. By contrast, food processors quick freeze fresh picked produce, which preserves much of its vitamin and mineral content.
There you go. Some food myths for you this morning on WWIB. WWIB, it's not just any old day. It is... It is our own Mabel Louise Stewart's 100th birthday today, and we're looking to share comments this morning. And share comments that you have shared. We've got 165 comments in the Web Facebook page. So, again, you know, the standard is happy birthday, but if somebody's gone beyond that, maybe we could share. We're welcoming your comments on the listener line this morning, 396-1670, the talk and text line. Mabel will be in studio with Pat Wall 11 to noon today and interacting with you, and you'll have a chance to call in live on the air and wish her a happy birthday. And maybe you're waiting to do that. But Dawson, wow, what a life. I mean, she's worked in the White House. She has traveled the world. She has helped start WWIB here with her husband, Warren. And we love and appreciate Mabel Louise, right?
Absolutely. What an incredible woman. Such an impact on so many.
So let's share some of these this morning. Curtis says, my grandmother Ruby's birthday as well. Happy birthday.
Dana, I believe the Dana Yoder, saying, happy birthday, Mabel Lees. I grew up listening to your calm, sweet voice.
Mm. Dave from Economy Furniture says, happy birthday to Mabel, as does Terry Tompkins. She says, happy, happy birthday, lovely lady.
Linda saying, happy birthday, dear sweet saint of our Lord Jesus. Thank you for your beautiful witness and words of encouragement over the years.
Her granddaughter, Emily Doherty, saying happy birthday, Grandma. Love you. She had her own separate post I saw.
Kimberly saying happy birthday, Mabel. Hope you have the most wonderful day.
Julie says happy, happy birthday, Mabel Louise. I have grown up listening to your voice. Maybe that's the one you shared. All right. Here is one from Barb Wall. She says, oh, my goodness, you can't be 100 years old. I must have been a baby when I started listening to you and Warren in 1979. Mm. You, Web staff, music, and programs have shaped my walk of faith all these years. Thank you so much. Sending birthday blessings of good health and happiness.
Michelle saying happy 100th birthday, Mabel Louise. Can't wait to see you and hear your words of wisdom later today. That's in reference to the 11 o'clock hour. She will be on the air alongside Pat Wall.
Right.
Stay tuned for that. Absolutely.
One more from Todd. He says, happy 100th birthday, Mabel Louise. Thank you for modeling decades of consistent faith, ministry, and Jesus kind of love for people. One more.
One final from just so many. We're scrolling through these comments here on the Facebook page. We said 167 and counting. There's so many well birthday wishes.
I got one from Linda Beely. She's one of our board members. She used to work with us here at WIBWOGO. Happy birthday, dear sweet saint of our Lord Jesus. Thank you for your beautiful witness and words of encouragement over the years. WWIB Mabel Louise turning 100 today, and we welcome your message for her on the talk and text line, 396-1670. We'd still be glad to squeeze another couple in before 9, and then she's in studio in the 11 o'clock hour, kind of a staff celebration, and she'll be looking forward to interacting with you. 100 years old. Amazing, right?
Yeah, really, really special. Really incredible stuff.
All right, well, what's in a name? You and I watched Breaking Bad together. Aaron Paul's family name, the actor, a key actor in that. His family name changes are official and kind of confusing.
Yeah. According to legal documents, people found that a judge approved the actor's request to legally swap his last name for his stage surname and give his son a whole new name altogether.
So So the Breaking Bad star's 8-month-old son, whom he welcomed with wife Lauren Paul in April, will now go by Ryden Caspian instead of his original name, Casper Emerson. So he's only 8-month-old, and he's got a name change already.
Yeah, just already switching things up. Additionally, Aaron ditched the last name he was appointed at birth, Studevant. His spouse's request to change her last name to Paul was also approved, her original last name being Parksekian. The couple tied the knot in May of 2013.
So I come out of that whole three paragraphs saying, what is Aaron Paul's new name?
Yeah. I think the funny thing is, it is Aaron Paul because his original name was Aaron Studevant.
Oh, okay.
Aaron so Paul was his stage name. Maybe Paul was his middle name.
Okay.
I don't know.
So he's just made it his official name.
Yes.
All right. Very good. Right on the stage name. Okay. Also, speaking of names, I guess all the hospitals releasing the top boys and girls names. I've got the list from, we have the list from Sacred Heart Hospital.
Yes.
Where you indeed were born.
Yeah, no. So from around the area, we're seeing what the most popular names of the year are.
All right, let's go ladies first. So
yeah.
Number 10 for girls at Sacred Heart was Wren, W-R-E-N.
Hmm. Interesting name. I like it. Josephine was number 9.
Number 8, Ava.
Number 7, at Sophia.
Number 6 at Sacred Heart, Mia.
Number 5 is Ellie.
Number 4, Lena.
Number 3, Eden.
Number 2, Kinsley.
And number 1, Everly.
Everly, the number 1 girl's name, Sacred Heart Hospital this year. How about boys?
Starting off, number 10's Matthias.
Yeah, number 9, Miles.
Number 8, Grayson.
Number 7, Ezra.
Number 6, August.
Number 5, Oliver.
Number 4, Tyler.
Number 3 at Sacred Heart, Liam.
And number 2, Asher.
The number 1 boy's name at Sacred Heart Hospital this year. Brooks, we're telling, I think this was like 757 babies born there is what I remember seeing. So that's quite a few.
Yeah.
And I guess if you really want to, for fun, you could mix the results from the other hospitals and see.
Yeah. Nationwide, what's the most popular baby name?